When did I hear the book come from? Well, I always loved horror. Ever since I was a really young child. And I always said to young writers, write the sort of stories you'd like to read. Don't worry about trying to impress other people. Write stories for yourself. So when I sit down to write, I always think about what I was like when I was a teenager. And I write stories that I hope will have interest in me. And I was always interested in things like vampires and zombies and demons. And so that's why, even when I don't write horror stories specifically, there usually will be some sort of horrific element to it. Because that's what I like best. Was the saga of Darren Shannon really true? I'll leave that for you to decide. It does say at the beginning it's all a true story. And if you read it all the way to the end, in the final book, Sons of Destiny, there is a twist that explains how it could all have been true. I'm not a vampire. There's no mark on my fingertips. Yeah, obviously I'm out in the daytime. But there is a twist that explains how it could be true, and yet how I can be here as a normal person writing other books. Well, I started writing books at quite a young age. And I wrote quite a few books that weren't published before I wrote one that was. Normally what most people do is they'll work a very long time on short stories before trying to write another. And you have to write bad stories to learn to write good stories. Every writer starts out makes lots and lots of mistakes. And you learn from those and you improve the next time. So most people will make those mistakes in short stories, which is what I would recommend. And I did that as well. But I decided to make a leap up to try to write novels at a very young age. So I was 17 when I managed to finish the first draft. At that stage, I wasn't really ready to write a good book. So yeah, that was never published. But I learned a lot from it. I took that forward and I wrote something better next time and kept going. I was 21 when I wrote the first draft of what would become my first published book. And then I was 26 when that actually came out.
Do you believe in vampires?
If the saga of Darren Shannon is true, then yes. It is not, then no. My favourite subject, I always like English, and I like lots of other lessons too. I really like learning all sorts of things. I think it's good as a writer to study all sorts of different subjects. The only thing I was never really good at was language. I was very, very bad at learning the language just to learn. It's quite ironic, because my books have been translated into over 30 languages around the world. Everything from Hebrew to Japanese. But all I can speak is English. I just always love writing. There's nothing specific that ever inspired me. Ever since I can remember, I loved telling stories. Even when I was 5 or 6, I always loved using my imagination and telling stories. So I always say it, and it's true, if I was getting paid to write, I should be doing anyway for my spare time. So I love doing it. Back. Not as a child, in my early teens, I started trying to write some books, but I didn't get very far. I think lots of writers do that. Lots of writers think they're 12, 13, 14, when you decide, I'm going to write the best book the world's ever seen. And they start trying to write and realise after a few chapters that actually it's a lot harder than they thought it would be. And that's fine, that's natural, I think most writers go through that. But when you really start to learn, is when you start finishing what you start. That's why I recommend focusing on short stories until you've learnt a lot more. Because writing, it's not magic writing, it's all about practice. And it's about learning to put a structure in place, a beginning with a middle, with an end. And once you learn to do that, you have the basics. And then it's just a case of building upon that and learning more and more as you go along, improving what you have. Like playing football. Once you know how to kick a ball, you can, in theory, go on to become a premiership player. You just have to play an awful lot of football before you're going to do that. But you say, right, once you've learned the basics, you can go on to anything. So you do have to get those basics in place first. So I recommend always finishing what you start. You're going to learn a lot more that way than by starting a big, epic, ambitious book and not getting the bar from it. That's why a 10-page story that has to begin in the middle and end, and 10 pages of what would have been a big book at the start. They already have. There was a movie on Clerks of Freak about 2 years ago. Yeah. It was actually the first three books combined. Obviously, because there were 12 books, a film company weren't able to make 12 films. So they decided there were going to be a film of every three books. So they took the first three books and they combined them. They chopped out a lot of characters and plot lines and made a film called Certainly about Vampire Secret. Well, my favourite, I used to read a lot of Eden Blyton, Famous Five and Secret Seven. But my favourite book when I was a child was a book called The Secret Garden. It's quite an old book now, about 100 years ago, maybe not quite that much, but close to it, if not. It was a young girl in The Secret Garden. It sounds a bit odd, doesn't sound like sort of thing, a horror writer would like reading. But I think it's important to read in different short stories. And some of my favourite books I'm not going to do. Was based on real life freak shows from long ago. They used to be, especially in America, they used to be quite popular, and they would travel around. And they had characters like the bearded lady and the woodman. And usually, a lot of time, they'd be fake, so it might be a woman with a stuck on beard, and the woman might be a guy who just be very, very hairy, and he'd howl and pretend to be half wolf. But I thought I'd take all those slideshow performances and give you a magical twist. So in my books, the bearded lady really can grow a beard, and the wolfman really is powerful. So virtually all the performers were based on real performers from real big shows from Rock Out. I just made them more fantastic.
What's your favourite book?
My favourite book of my own is one that I released a couple of years ago. It's a one-off standalone book, not part of a series, called The Thin Executioner. It's a fantasy novel. An ordinary young boy whose dream in life is to be an executioner when he grows up. He wants to chop off lots of heads. Well, the first one that I wrote was never published, like I said. And the first one I ever did publish was actually for adults. I write for adults as well as children. And that came out about a year before Cert 3. And then Cert 3 was the first children's book. Favourite books for release, Secret Garden, as I said earlier on. I wrote, well, Thin Executioner is my favourite one, that's all it, that's all I picked, just for my favourite. Well, I don't actually read them. I'll go through them seven or eight times before they get published, but I never read them after they are published. I think you'd have to be very vain to read your own books for pleasure. Because yeah, I know them so well at that stage, yeah, I just can't sit down and see them the way you guys do. It's one of those disadvantages of being a writer. You hopefully create very, very exciting stories, but you never get to enjoy them the same way that we do. You get the satisfaction of having created them, but you don't get to experience the emotional roller coaster that you have created. All over the place, from books, from movies, from comics, and things that happen in real life. I think everyone is full of ideas. All you do is look around you and you'll see a dozen stories going on at the same time. It's just choosing ideas that you want to spend a lot of time writing about. Is it difficult? I've only got one brother who's 5 years younger than me. And no, none of the characters are based directly on him, although in the Silent Baron Shan, I did name a character after him in one of the later books. His name was Declan. I think it was his book. Book 11, I think. My all-time favourite author would be Stephen King. I read my first Stephen King book about 30 years ago now, and I'm reading them ever since. I love it. Well, I always loved vampires. Ever since I saw my first vampire film when I was very young, I just knew I wanted to one day write a book about vampires. And one day I was sitting in the car and I had this idea for a boy who meets a vampire on the surface. And that intrigued me. First, the idea of telling the vampire story from a child's point of view, and then also the fact that it would be a story about first thing that vampire, so I thought that was unusual. I started writing, and it graved up.
In the 33, what made you make the wolfman like vicious instead of friendly?
Well, I thought if you were half human and half wolf, you'd probably be quite vicious. we'll take a question for people who haven't asked a question yet, just to give everyone a fair chance. Yeah, let's go ahead. Well, each book takes about the same amount of time to write. Obviously, if it's a longer book, the first draft will take longer. But I will spend at least 2 or 3 years working on any one book. Sometimes it can be even longer than that. I juggle several books around at the same time, which is how I've managed to release them. I did, I always wanted to be a writer. Now when I was younger, I always wanted to be lots of other things. I wanted to be a footballer, a rock star, an astronaut, a vet, all sorts of things. But being a writer was what I wanted more than anything else. And as I got older, that desire to be a writer grew stronger within me. Yeah. Got the question? Don't worry about it, if you figure it again, you can put it down again. I didn't get to meet the actors. I was invited out there. But when I read the script for the film, I didn't really like it. I thought it was going to be a bad film. So they invited me out, but they wanted me when I was out there to do an interview for the DVD. And I didn't want to go out there and give an interview under false pretenses. If I got out there, I didn't want to just turn out there and say, oh, I think it's going to be a dreadful film. I thought that would be quite rude. So I stayed at home. Actually, in the end, when I saw the film, I didn't actually like it. I was sorry then that I hadn't gone out, but when we were making it, I just, you know, I wasn't sure. I knew it was going to be very different to your books, and so I decided not to go. My favourite freak from the Freak Show is actually in the first book, it's in the second book that we first meet in. His name is Cormac Lynn.
Yeah.
Great. So you ready? Good. And for those who haven't, Cormac Lynn can cut off bits of his body, and those bits grow back again straight away. And I think it'd be great for them to do that at Halloween. I'd like to go out to trick-or-treaters and scare people out of their skin. I always show a warning, don't try that at home, because the bits of your body won't grow back. Okay, we'll take a few more questions. Let's go one over here. How do I become an author? By writing. The great thing about writing, you become a writer just by writing. There's no special schools you have to go to. You can't be taught to be a writer. The basics that you learn, you will learn at your age. Once you get to your teens and older, there's not really much more that people can teach you. Because writing, a lot of it is self-taught. You learn by doing. So once you know the basics about writing, about how to structure sentences properly, about grammar and so on, you're very quick to go out and become a writer. You just spend an awful lot of time writing. We'll take this from people who haven't asked yet, just so we can try and get people who haven't asked. Yeah. I do enjoy being a writer, it's what I always wanted to do, but it is hard work. It's not an easy job by any stretch of the imagination. You have to spend a lot of time by yourself. It's sort of like doing homework. In a way, it's like, you know, when you do homework, you sit in the room by yourself normally and do your homework. And that's what writing's like. You don't go into an office and mix with other people. And I miss that sometimes, but I love seeing what's inside my head come to life on the page and then come to life in your imagination. I love seeing confident people who've read my books and hearing what they like, what excites them, and seeing that fan art that they do. So, yeah, they're the best part of it. Okay, we'll take one here. There are different illustrators on my books. These colours are done by a guy, I think, called David Wyatt. You can always find the name of the cover artist on the book. It's usually either on the back cover or on the inside. It's somewhere in it. Usually, now in older books, not always, but almost always, you'll find the name of the artist. Wait, one up here. What do I like eating?
Humans.
No, I like lots of different food. I eat all sorts of different food. I'm very, very lucky. I've travelled all around the world, so I've been able to eat everything, you know, most of it keeps going. I love sweet and sour Chinese, I love fish and chips, I love pizza. Yeah, there's lots of different things. Not very fond of vegetables. Okay, we're going to take the final question. Up here, we've got a hand up here, can you put it here? Ooh, okay. Advice, most important advice anyone could ever give you is to write. As I said earlier, the more you write, the more you learn, and the better you get. The most important thing you have to do is write. Now, when you're a bit older and you're ready to, you want to be more ambitious, you're looking to take the stories further, you maybe are starting to think about being published. On my website, there's a link to a section called Writing the Tips. And that's got lots and lots of advice from it. But as I say, that's more for people who are at a more advanced stage. Yeah, I talk about it in depth in a lot of you read now, it's a bit boring, I think. But yeah, that's there, and you want to go and look it up. But yeah, most important thing is write, have fun with what you write, enjoy the stories you're writing. And yeah, just do something that can get your imagination fired up. And your second question? This year, I haven't written about a new one. I'm working on a new book for adults, the first draft of that. But I've been doing lots and lots of editing this year. The way I work, some years I might do three or four first draft of the book. Another year I might only do one or two. But usually the reason I'm making one or two is because I have a lot of editing that year. As I say, I go through every one of my books seven or eight times before it's going to get published. Now the zombie series, first one comes out in September. They're going to be coming out every 3 months. So I've had to be working quite a lot of those over the last couple of years. I've been doing lots of editing of those. I had 12 books. So last year I edited all 12 of those books at least twice. And then there was adult books as well that I was editing. I was just doing my final edit of the Mr. Prepley books. So over the last year, I've worked on probably about 15 or 16 books. But only the first draft. Well, last year my first draft was I think about two or three books. And then this year I'm working on that at the moment. Okay, that's where we're going to have to wrap this up so that I've got time to sign books.